We're still a couple of months away from our first Haboob of the year, and most of us try to avoid being in the middle of the huge dust storms. But a new play called Haboob is actually trying to draw us into the storm in a magical realism sort of way. It's written by Marvin Gonzalez de Leon and is being performed tonight through Sunday by ASU School of Film, Dance, and Theater at the Nelson Fine Arts Center on the Tempe campus. And Marvin joins me. Marvin, what's the storyline of Haboob?
It's about a Mexican-American family whose father, the patriarch of the family, he has to go back to Mexico. And this happens when the son is very young. So then you fast forward, he disappears, and you fast forward about 26 years into the future, and the son's still kind of reckoning with that disappearance. Basically what happens is the father's ghost reappears to him and asks him to solve his murder. So that leads the main character Vago out into the Sonoran Desert. He gets caught in the magical Haboob. His family and his girlfriend all follow him out into the desert, and then a bunch of crazy stuff happens after that.
So basically, for some people have described it as magical realism, and so are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I mean, my background's in Latin American literature, and that's certainly one of the literary traditions of Latin America. I'm proud to carry on that mantle, but I wouldn't just limit it to just being magical realism. I don't typically write genre, but I like to just mash a bunch of genres together. So it's got a lot of elements of just your typical American family drama. It's got a lot of elements of absurdism. I grew up watching a lot of comedic Spanish language programming like Chespirito. So there's a lot of that mixed in there. Like any American kid, I grew up watching a lot of Warner Brothers cartoons. So there's certainly a lot of that going on as well. And then I think there's a lot of elements of just like normal, you know, just a normal typical drama, because there are moments when it gets serious, when it gets a little scary.
So much of what we talk about, certainly in our realm, when it comes to Mexican-American culture, has to do with immigration, has to do with what's going on at the border and whatnot. Is there any element of that in there, whether it's absurdist or real?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I draw a lot from my own personal experience in this. And my family, my parents are both immigrants from Mexico. And I found out fairly recently that my whole family crossed the border right here in Nogales. And I didn't grow up in this part of the country. Okay. Coming back to this part of the country, being just a couple hundred miles from where my family all started their American story, you know, that's had an effect on me that I felt I needed to write about. I just think that the immigration story, it's a part of the American story, and it's certainly part of the Mexican-American story. So I just felt like writing a play that honored that and that celebrated it, and that's where the comedy comes into play.
So when you're bending genres, mm-hmm. like you're doing with this, at what point do you feel like you're on the right track? At what point do you feel like, okay, I've got the humor down, mm-hmm. but the drama's not as good, or vice versa?
I didn't really know until I got an audience in front of it, to be honest with you. In rehearsal, you get a better sense of it because you see your actors and they're doing great stuff and they're making you laugh night after night. But you never really know until you get an audience in front of it. So with great risk comes great reward, and I think that this is certainly the case with Haboob. I think that the audience has been responding really well to it. And I think when you do something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, there's a risk that people can be like, you know, crickets in the audience. Like, what am I watching right now? Then there's the opportunity for a lot of people to get a lot out of it. And I think that's where we're at with Haboob.
Haboob is such a great title. And we all, of course, know that, fortunately, the Haboob probably won't be hitting us for a couple more months. So we have to have the magical Haboob, I guess. Yeah. But so why did you decide that would be sort of a fun and intriguing way to generate a story, to have this extra sensory element to things like this? But it feels like a great sort of desert motif to use.
A couple weeks after I moved here, I went down to Tucson because the director of my program had a play opening up there. My ex-girlfriend and I, and one of the other students in our program, we drove down to Tucson, and we got caught in a Haboob, and I'd never experienced one of these before. And I just thought it was scary, but it was also really magical, and there was something cinematic but theatrical about it as well. Okay. And I kind of decided at that moment I wanted to write a play that took place inside of a Haboob. I had no idea what it was going to be.
So how do your characters feel when they first experience and come in contact with the Haboob?
Well, the way that we present it in the play, it's almost very cartoonish and comedic. It's them being confronted with kind of the magical experience. And there's a lot of magic and a lot of magical elements throughout, but really when the Haboob hits, There's little demons that kind of populate the desert during a Haboob in this play, when they all come out and start playing. So that's kind of when the madness begins.
What do you want an audience leaving after seeing Haboob to feel? They should probably walk out with questions, right? Not knowing all the answers, I would suspect.
Right. Well, you know, it asks, you know, big questions about what it means to be part of a family. I think that that's something that keeps reappearing in a lot of different forms of literature and a lot of different forms of art. It's something that we can all relate to, and it's something that I don't think we've ever figured out. But on a larger scale, so you have your idiosyncratic, my family. But then, you know, what does it mean to exist as a part of a larger family? When you're bicultural, you know, what does it mean to belong to one place and at the same belong to another place? Mm-hmm. And when you do that, do you belong to neither or do you belong to both?
Marvin Gonzalez de Leon is the writer of the play Haboob. It's being performed tonight through Sunday by ASU School of Film, Dance, and Theater at the Nelson Fine Arts Center on the Tempe campus.